the Financial Sense Lifetime Income Program. Here's your host, Jim Poplava.
Well, we all want to maintain good health throughout our retirement years, whether it's diet, exercise, and some, it'll have to be medication. But what if there's another approach to staying in good health? That's the topic of today's show with my author, Eric Zielitzky, the author of the book, The Essential Oils Diet, Lose Weight, Transform Your Health with the Power of Essential Oils and Bioactive Foods. Doctor, before we get into your book, I guess for our listeners that may not be familiar with it, would you describe what is essential oils? Obviously, it's not something you put in your car.
Yeah, exactly. Well, first of all, thanks so much for having me on your show. I really value what you do, and you know, a missing piece to someone's financial success is how well they're performing mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. And for people that are entrepreneurs and people that are really trying to take their own career to another level, we have to make sure our health is in line, because there's nothing like a sick body that will keep us back, you know? And that's been the impetus of the book. It really has been. And how we and why we use essential oils. So yeah, before I cover that, or before I answer your question, that is so important. And I want to preface this whole discussion of what essential oils are, what bioactive foods are, and why is this even important to me? Because there's nothing that could rob your health, your wealth, like sickness. And there's nothing that could just steal, and I'll use the word steal very carefully, but steal your productivity. Like a mind that can't think and can't focus and a body that's holding you back.
So let's talk about essential oils then. What are they? And there's various kinds of oils that come from different plants, even trees. I wonder if you would begin by describing what are they?
Yeah, they are volatile organic compounds, which is a fancy way of saying they're aromatic compounds that float. They evaporate. They are the compounds that are invisible, that are in the air, that trigger your nose that something's going on, that something's local. So volatile organic compounds, there are negative ones. You might hear of VOCs in a bad way, like off-gassing of carpet, paint, building materials. Those are harmful VOCs. But positive, healthy VOCs are what you smell when you put your nose in a rose. So when you're walking through a lavender field, or if you have the privilege of being in Florida where the orange blossoms are in full bloom, when you smell the beautiful aroma of flowers, herbs, plants, trees, those are because volatile organic compounds are being emitted from the plants. And so they're very physical, real properties that you just can't see. You can't feel them because they're so microscopic. And so when you take plant matter, when you get, let's say, 35 pounds, and it's hard to visualize, but just imagine just how light one lavender flower is. If you ever had the privilege of touching or smelling fresh lavender, you get 35 pounds of that to distill through steam distillation, and you get one itty-bitty bottle of concentrated plant-based compounds that we call essential oils. And in the nut, in the citrus realm, you don't steam distill them. What you take is you take the citrus rind, which is why for those people who like drinks or lemonade that include orange, lime, lemon, grapefruit, when you cut the fruit, you smell that beautiful aroma. Well, that's the essential oil being emitted from the rind immediately when you cut it. So you'll take 30, 40, 50 rinds of a lemon, orange, or lime, whatever it might be, and you cold press them like you would olive oil to get the oil from that itself. And so these essential oils are really God's design to help protect nature. They're antimicrobial. They're antifungal. They literally have been shown in studies to kill the flu virus in the air. So when the flu virus is floating around doing its thing, and then you literally diffuse through a steam diffuser like a mister, antiviral essential oils, it can combat the flu. You know, these oils have been shown to kill MRSA, which is antibiotic-resistant bacteria. Medicine can't fix it, but oils can because it's plant-based. So to put things into perspective for people, when scientists, chemists invented the aspirin, when they came up with that pill, now what roughly 75 years or so, what they did was they extracted the methyl salicylate from willow. And our ancestors have used willow bark for thousands of years. as an analgesic, as a painkiller. Well, what they did was they're like, well, let's take the chemical properties that we know in willow that can help with pain and let's manufacture it synthetically and we'll create a pill that people can buy and mass produce. And that's what virtually every medicine is based off of, are chemical structures that we find in plants, aka the essential oils. So it's not hocus pocus. It's not voodoo. It's very real. It's very real science, validated by thousands of peer-reviewed trials, human, animal, pig studies, in vitro, cells in a petri dish, all that stuff. It's all been done. And people have now tapped into it. And now it's been a global phenomenon for nearly a decade now.
Now, you call your book The Essential Oils Diet, but it really isn't a diet book per se, as one normally thinks of a diet. Well, if you eat these certain foods, you exclude these foods. You talk about two reasons that make your book unlike any other diet book they've read. I wonder if you'd cover that, please.
Yeah, you know, we use the word diet in its literal sense. Someone's diet is the collection of foods that they consume. And over time, you have fad diets that have come into play, and they're like, okay, here, the Mediterranean diet, the keto diet, the Atkins diet. But we're taking it back. We're taking it back to more of a lifestyle approach. And one thing we incorporate, which is very different than any other healthy living protocol, healthy living strategies, we incorporate the consumption and, dare I say, the reconstitution of essential oils back into the diet. Because our ancestors consumed essential oils on a regular basis through the herbs, through the things that they ate in whole form. Nowadays, all the supplements we take are dried and they're powdered, and all that essential oil, all the benefit has just been dried away, heated out. And so, one, incorporating back the concept of, yes, you can consume essential oils properly, but more importantly, this understanding of having a diet rich in bioactive foods. And that's something that it still boggles my mind why people aren't talking about, because researchers have been discussing bioactive foods for years in bioactive compounds. And you know, in the diet world, in the nutrition world, people are really focused. They're fixated on carbs, fats, proteins, the number of calories they consume. All of this is quantitative, but none of this is qualitative. And that's the difference, is that when you really look at what you eat on a regular basis, you will sustain life. And this is straight from a research article I read that blew my mind. You will sustain life by consuming macro, or what are known as essential nutrients. And those are your vitamins, your minerals, your fats, carbs, and proteins. You can't live without that stuff. But a diet, quote unquote, replete of bioactive compounds will never give you robust health. And what are they? Simply put, you also might know bioactive compounds by the common phrases of polyphenols, phytochemicals, carotenoids, also essential oils. Anything in the plant that has robust health properties that are rich in antioxidants. We all know about antioxidants. The vitamin industry and supplement industry has made billions off of the supplement concept that you need to supplement your lifestyle with antioxidants, right? But why not get those from nature? And those are readily found. Fruits, vegetables, legumes, healthy grains, beans, nuts, all that stuff. And so what we're doing is we're giving people food freedom again, where you don't have to think twice about what the nutrition label says. Because quite frankly, A, you can't believe it, because a lot of the stuff is false, falsified information, because manufacturers are not monitored or evaluated by the FDA. So anyone can put anything they want on a label. Number two, it really doesn't matter how many carbs, fats, calories you consume. It's about the quality of food that you're consuming. And so we distill that down. And we really are trying to give people, you know, the freedom again that, yes, you can have an apple. It's okay. It's all right. It has a couple carbs in it. It's good for you. They're healthy carbs because they're rich in bioactive compounds.
Doctor, how did we ever get to this place? You take a look at studies. What is it? 2/3 of Americans suffer from being overweight. And as you and I know, you cannot be healthy if you're overweight. It increases toxins in your body and increases fat. It's subject to, you know, the Western diet is notorious for the diseases, heart, cancer, diabetes, all kinds of diseases. And yet we have all this information about diet. We have all this information about exercise. We have all this advancement in medical knowledge, treatments, drugs. How do we get here and how do we get out of it?
That's a brilliant question. It's my opinion. It's something that I learned when I first started marketing. One of my mentors explained to me the concept of paralysis by analysis and ignorance on fire. Actually, he was a Xerox guy back in the day when Xerox first started. And you know what he told me? It's kind of a side note, but it's funny. One of his training exercises was literally going to the bar and ask a number of women, like 6 to 12 women in a night, to go home with him and sleep with him. That was like part of his training to deal with rejection. And I'm not saying that Xerox condoned it, but I'm just saying when he was training and probably his manager, like you need to deal with this. You need to deal with hearing 1,000 no's to get your yes, because we're going for the yes. Not that I'm condoning that to people, but what he was explaining to me was ignorance on fire. They were trying to teach him, you got to just be ignorant. You can't overthink. You have to be ignorant in a sense. You have to not care enough what people are going to say. You have to not know everything. You have to not analyze everything. You just have to do. On the other end, he was cautioning me because me, I'm a very research-oriented, thought-provoking kind of person. He goes, you can't think so much, Eric. If you keep on analyzing this, you're never going to move forward. And that's exactly what's happened in the food industry. There's been an influx. And now that we're in the internet renaissance, we have an influx of information. People are clueless. It's no fault of their own that there is so much misinformation, conflicting information. And I kid you not, I used the apple analogy earlier. There are people afraid now to consume apples and to consume fruit and to consume all the great foods that God designed for us to eat because it has too many carbs, has too much this, has too much fat. People don't want to eat this anymore, don't want to eat that. They just don't know. And something happened. And what happened was, you know, food manufacturers trumped a lot of common sense and they started marketing. And fast food came. And the reality was, it's really kind of hard for, you know, a working couple to make all their meals like their grandma and grandpa's did because grandma was at home and grandpa was working. Our whole dynamic has changed. And so to get people back to food freedom again, it takes some time. It does. It takes some. This is not easy. But you know what? Neither is cancer. And I can't tell you how many friends we've had. And unfortunately, loved ones, like close family members, dying left and right in our family of cancer. And people don't have time for health, but you know, who has time for cancer? All the sickness, all the treatments, all the suffering. And so to find that mentality, to realize, you know, I am in control of my health. I do have the time. I'll make the time. And let me find information that isn't confusing, is becoming very valuable in our society right now. And so that to me is the solution, is to really distill down all that we have, find a couple mentors. And I hope my book would be one of them for people. But one thing I talk about in my first book, The Healing Power of Essential Oils, is you can't go to Dr. Google and type up whatever it is you're trying to type up for your health problem and read 15 different articles and expect to come out of that knowing anything, because you will be confused. And so my recommendation is, going back to my college education, I've been in school for so many years, you know, going through all through master's and doctorate and bachelor's, and I realized, you know, you need to listen to one or two voices at a time. You can't listen to 5, 10, 15 different people saying something to you. So the solution is you have to find a trusted resource and you have to somewhat sit under them and let them teach you, let them mentor you. And when you allow someone to really explain, and that could be through books, that could be through a website, you will find a really good cohesive understanding of the topic that you're trying to search for. But if you're like a lot of people do, they're going to Pinterest and Facebook and they're going everywhere because they're desperate. Invariably, they're coming out confused. Invariably. So my suggestion is limit your voices. Do some research, vet out a person or two, whether it's an online figure, whether it's a local doctor, but find someone or two people that you trust enough. So like, if this person seems like someone that knows what they're talking about, let me read their books, let me go through their blogs, and just follow their advice. And then you'll find yourself, I believe, and I've seen it, myself included, you find yourself getting to a point where you'll start to teach and people will see you as a source of information. And it's kind of like passing the baton, where I consider this health evangelism. So it's a very wonderful life once you can, in a sense, fix your own stuff to help other people fix theirs.
Let's talk about one of the things you address in your book, Why Diets Fail, But Transformation Works. Let's talk about why diets fail in the transformation you're proposing.
Jim, it's something that I've found the most evasive and elusive part of these diet models are they're made to be broken. They're temporary. You know, you can't live a ketogenic lifestyle for your whole life. I mean, it's been proven. I mean, you will develop heart disease and you will develop kidney issues if you consume that amount of fat for the rest of your life. You just can't do it. They're quick fixes. And when you go to Weight Watchers and others that have these, you know, cheat days built in, to me, that's one of the most dangerous things is you're telling people, okay, this is okay to do sometimes, and you're allowed to cheat. Like, the whole mentality of cheating just seems very ingenuous to me. And it's something that with four young children, it stares at me in the face, because I have a 10-year-old, an 8, a 6, and a 2-year-old, and we're teaching them basic stuff like lying is not good, cheating is not good. And so where did we come up with the fact that, okay, I can have a cheat day? Like, again, that seems very much out of integrity with me, because what does that say to ourselves, and what does that say to us how we value the other things that we're trying to do in life, and especially how we're going to communicate that to our kids? Like, oh, it's not good to cheat on a test, but you can cheat on your diet. And so to me, lifestyle adds a level of accountability. It adds a level of permanency where this is how you live. And for me, I'm a recovering alcoholic. I smoked a pack of cigarettes a day. I abuse narcotics. I don't cheat. Jim, I don't go back, and I don't go back to cocaine. I'm not going to go back and smoke a pack of cigarettes again. Like, my lifestyle has completely changed. That stuff is not part of my world. And so when you adopt a healthy living protocol, which includes foods and drinks and essential oils and good things that do you well, you're never tempted to go back. And that's why people that get this, and there is a level of conviction, you have to believe it. You have to drink that proverbial Kool-Aid to buy into this concept. But once you do, your life will never be the same. And it's a very satisfying life where you're never looking over your shoulder. You're never counting things. You're never worrying about things. Like, again, the counting calories and fats and stuff. No, you just live a life that you know is good for yourself. And it's very much, we use the word a lot, food freedom, but having that peace of mind is invaluable.
Let's talk about things that are essential in your book. You talk about certain diets, the antidote. What do you call a bioactive rich food in essential oils? So you're talking about a certain kind of food that you eat, and then with the essential oils, how does this work?
Yeah, so really going back to eating a diet full of fruits and vegetables and legumes and nuts, and it's very much plant-based. We try to caution the overconsumption of meat, and we want to be careful because for a lot of people, they're, you know, very much, I don't say addicted, but, you know, bacon. People can't live without their bacon. I mean, it's just something. When you tell people they can't have bacon for a month, they're like, what? I want my bacon. So we're trying to get people back to eating foods that are rich in plant-based nutrition. That's just the bottom line. And if you are going to consume any animal products, make sure it's clean, it's healthy. And just because meat might be organic and grass-fed, that doesn't mean that they don't spray the grass that the cows are eating with pesticides and other things and weed control. So you're really seeing a very polluted industry. So we're trying to encourage folks just to go back. And it's not just salads. It really isn't. There's a lot of different nice things that you can consume. Wild caught fish is a really good non-plant-based protein that a lot of people enjoy. Eggs are good if the chickens are cared for properly. So again, bioactive is literally just the term that researchers have come up with to signify the chemicals in foods that give us robust health. And they're very much antioxidant rich. Okay, they have nothing to do with carbs, fats or proteins or vitamins or minerals at all. They're a completely subset. And the thing about it, they are called non-essential nutrients, which means you don't need them to live. Again, you will live and you can sustain life eating a bunch of carbs, calories, fats, and proteins and things without even considering the bioactive component. But if you do want an immune system that could fight cancer and soothe autoimmunity and inflammation and help your brain fog go away and give you energy, that has to be done through those plant-based chemicals primarily. And you can find some in, again, nuts and seeds and wild-caught fish. Very rarely you'll find grass-fed meats in that category, which is something that we advise people against for the first month of our program. Just get off the meat habit for a little bit. You'll save a ton of money and your digestion will thank you.
You know, that's interesting because in your book, you make reference to this, and we've had other authors on this show as well. And doctor, are you familiar with the Blue Zones? Because it's I have never read any place in the world where they're studying people that are eating, you know, fast foods, or they're eating heavy meat diets that live to be over 100. I'm sure there are people that have, but the Blue Zones, one of the essential ingredients, most of those diets are plant-based, rich in nutrients.
Oh yeah. And you know what? One thing they don't do is none of them exercise, because they have a lifestyle that's very much in motion. They have a very active lifestyle. None of them are going to the gym to work out for 60 minutes a day. And it's a different way of life. And yeah, I quote Dan's book extensively in the essential oils diet. And part of our program too is exercise, like movement, motion. We're trying to get people, like even now as I'm doing this interview with you, I'm standing up. I have my workstation. If it weren't for the noise, I have a treadmill. I would be walking, but that's a little disturbing to listeners. So, you know, when I was just on a conference call, I had my treadmill going. Try not to sit on my butt all day. Try not to stand, because we know that sitting is a new smoking. So yeah, I'm really glad you brought up the Blue Zone, Jim, because we see these people are not isolated in a bubble. They're from five different areas, from five different parts of the globe, of which one are in America, the Loma Linda community, the Seventh-day Adventists in California. So yes, Americans can do this. The thing is that we see how our ancestors lived. And the argument against meat consumption, and this is just the truth of the matter, is when you look historically, especially for me, I'm a Christian, I have a very biblical viewpoint of history, and I look at through the Bible how meat was consumed. Meat was only consumed a half a dozen times a year during the feast days. And if you look at it logically, it makes sense. Because today, the number one consumer of water in the world is the meat industry. It takes an exorbitant amount of water to feed, clean the cattle, all their feed, and get the meat ready for processing. They didn't have irrigation like we have irrigation now, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 10,000 years ago. They just couldn't, frankly, have enough meat to feed people on a daily basis. So that's why our ancestors consumed mostly fruits and vegetables, good healthy grains, fish in abundance if they lived near a stream or a lake. And so you go back to it somehow, and again, it's really savvy marketing, but somehow we've been convinced that we need to eat red meat and pork to live, and poultry. No, not at all. But for us, you know, we'll have a turkey for Thanksgiving, and we make sure it's really clean and local and all that. We do our best, but yeah, we very much are like 95% plant-based, and we've never felt better. And that's my challenge to people is, if you want to do any cleanse, if you want to do any sort of fasting, any sort of like reset your metabolism, you have to cut out meat completely, because the burden on your metabolism is great when you consume meat versus fresh fruits and vegetables and beans and all the good stuff that you would consume plant-based. So that is for sure. You're never going to find a cleanse that's all meat. You always need to go back to plant-based.
If somebody wanted to get onto your program, you have a chapter, what you need to know before you start the essential oils diet. So let's say I'm an average American, I'm consuming carbs, maybe some junk food, eat meat, chicken, pork during the week. Now I'm going to change. What do I need to know before I make that change?
Yeah, the change is possible in believing the fact, and this is interesting, it's not more expensive. It's interesting to consider. The number one objection I get from most people is, oh, I can't afford that. Yeah, you can. You really, really can. Especially when you're not spending 10, 15 bucks a week, maybe 20, 30 bucks on Starbucks lattes and soda pop and things that are kind of like a waste, just a waste of money. Your chips, you save a lot of money. One thing too, Jim, is we say no supplements for the first month. Like, we want to help your body just get back to healing and restoring itself. So first, just know to get prepped is you're going to be doing a lot more work. This is not for the faint of heart. It isn't. Like, there is no fast food mentality with this. But my wife is brilliant at the fact that she's been able to produce a really nice system for people to follow. And it's relatively easy. You know, your meals will be simple if you want them, or complicated if you want to go that route too. But you don't have to spend all day in the kitchen, you know? And proper planning prevents poor performance, right? The old Marine adage. And so we are sharing with people, you got to spend a little time up front. The investment will be well worth it. But if you plan your week, and if you make, let's say, 3 meals in a day that will feed you, and yesterday's dinner becomes today's lunch, like, that's kind of cool, right? Make a little bit more so you have leftovers. Just know that you can do this, and we've gone through our own little tests and analyses, and it really isn't more expensive. You don't need to buy organic bananas, for crying out loud, or organic avocados. Like, there are relatively clean fruits and vegetables that have real thick skin. You don't have to worry about the pesticides, but there are some fruits and vegetables you really want to concern yourself about. And that's what we cover in the book, berries and grapes and foods that are very much sprayed because of the way that they're grown. Like, yeah, you want to spend the extra couple bucks on organic there. But other than that, it's really not hard. And it's something that's very enjoyable. When people start to become more regular again, their digestion, when they start feeling better, like, we just brought 80 people through a 60-day challenge as a fun little test group. And the before and after, I mean, one lady, you know, she's dropped 26 pounds and 36 inches. I mean, like, she's a different person. I mean, you know, her biggest complaint was, I got to buy new bras. It's like, what do I do? I mean, that's, I will tell you, that is the most expensive thing about a good healthy living program, is you're going to need to buy new clothes. But you know what? That's a good expense. So you can give your other clothes away, and then you get the tax deduction, right? So the stuff is, this isn't magic. It's not hocus pocus. It's just letting your body heal again. And the key to all of this, Jim, the key to all of this at the core, and this is what we're trying to tell people ahead of time before you get started, is you need to be focused on living a toxic-free lifestyle as much as possible. One thing that most people don't recognize is the number one cause of weight gain is toxic overload. Your metabolism should be busy in your body, burning fat and creating all the, you know, the mechanisms that keep you alive at the cellular level. What's happening is, because of the products that people are putting on their skin and the air fresheners and the perfumes that they're using and all the synthetic fragrances, all the foods that they're eating that are not healthy, they're seen by the body as a toxin, very similar to how your body views a virus, a bacteria, or fungus. And so what's happening is your metabolism and your immune system is being monopolized by keeping yourself alive because of all these toxins, by fighting all these toxins, keeping your body just safe. And next thing you know, fat starts to build up. It's profound. By you simply just minimizing toxins in your life, you'll start to burn fat. And it's almost immediate, which is, going back to the essential oil discussion, it should be no surprise that research has shown that literally, simply smelling lime oil and grapefruit oil triggers what's known as lipolysis, the breakdown of fat. Are you smelling these citrus oils? Your brain tells your body, okay, let's start burning fat. And it's a very interesting mechanism that people are utilizing through the diet program to not only help them get over an edge, but facilitate some extra fat burning. So the concept is pretty straightforward. Reduce toxins, replace all that with good stuff that your body was designed by God to, you know, use, and then eat good, clean food and just watch what happens. And it's somewhat to say relatively simple and easy once you get yourself into the groove.
So if you want to go through this, let's talk about, you know, basically essentially a plant-based diet. And you're also trying to avoid some of the toxins. And so you talk about certain foods like berries. You want to get organic because you don't want the pesticides, even things like broccoli. What about the essential oils themselves? If you were to take those essential oils and you were to say, these are the key oils you want as part of your program, what would they be?
Yeah, there are four primary ones that if you can only afford or only want to get four, they would be peppermint, cinnamon bark, lime, and grapefruit. Cinnamon bark will start with primarily because of its just wonderful ability to balance blood sugar, which blood sugar run amok has been linked, we all know, right? Type 2 diabetes, obesity, cancer, heart disease. It's just too much. So most people need a little bit of help. They really do. They need help because that oil can help with insulin sensitivity. And a lot of people have just over flooded their bloodstream with too much sugar. And so their insulin receptors are kind of worn out. Think of it like that. Cinnamon can help. And we all know cinnamon, right? Cinnamon bark, cinnamon powder. People have been using that for diabetes for years. Well, cinnamon oil is like one drop of cinnamon oil is like a tablespoon of cinnamon powder. And it's very nice and pleasant. So cinnamon for sure. Peppermint can help with cravings. And one of the core common denominators that I've seen that people struggle with when it comes to weight, but just unhealthy lifestyle as a whole, is unhealthy cravings. And there's a couple hormones in the body known as leptin and ghrelin that are really the control centers for how much food you eat and the foods that you crave. And when there's when those hormones are out of balance, you'll unceasingly crave the foods that you shouldn't be eating. And that's what drives people to get the stuff that they know aren't good for them. Peppermint can help with that. And peppermint can also help with natural energy because it's been shown to boost athletic performance. And that's another issue too. Is people are very much lethargic in our society, and that also drives them to sugar. Sugar has become the solution for a lot of things for people because it's a legal drug, and researchers have shown this. It's conclusive. It's more addictive than cocaine, but it's legal, not illegal, which is dangerous because, in my opinion, white processed sugar should be illegal. It's not even a food. It's just completely manufactured. It's caused more disease than anything. The citrus oils I mentioned, lime and grapefruit, are fantastic just because I shared earlier, it helps the body naturally burn fat. But not only that, citrus oils have traditionally been touted as natural antidepressants and anti-anxiolytic agents, meaning they help reduce anxiety and stress, which is another cause of weight gain and unhealthy eating is stress. How many people, myself included, have been guilty of stress eating? Or when you're anxious, where do you go? What do you do to deal with that? So citrus oils have helped considerably. And one of our 60-day challenge members, she significant, like suicidal anxiety, it was horrible for her. And she found herself on the program using essential oils, eating her diet, that she didn't need to be on the benzodiazepine and anxiety medications that she was on. She didn't need to be constrained. Like, she needed to be constrained physically at times when things became too much for her and during panic attacks. Like, she had like zero constrainment during a course of 3 weeks, which was the first time in like a decade of her life. And so it's not a medical claim. It's not a promise of healing. What I'm trying to share with people is when you give your body just a time off of just toxic overload, when you give your body a little bit of a boost through good nutrition, healthy, you know, drinks, essential oils, some good exercise, things start to normalize naturally. And doctors know this. And so for those people listening right now that are interested in trying out the program, if you're on a medication or any program, and if you have a disease, you need to contact your doctor and let them know what you want to do. Contact her and say, look, I'm looking at doing this. I want you to walk with me, because you will find yourself not needing to be on as much medication. And hopefully your doctor can help you wean off the drugs. And don't do that alone. It's very dangerous. But you'll see your body won't need it anymore. You'll actually start feeling weird taking the same prescription that you've been taking for so many years, because your body's like, okay, I don't need this anymore. We need less and less and less. So that's why it's really, really important before someone jumps into anything like this to do it alone if they're under medical care, because you want someone to support you on that journey.
In the rest of the book, you have a lot of diet recipes, that plant-based diet recipes that somebody can go through. So number one, doctor, if you want to make this transformation as we conclude here, number one, you want to get ready, probably a good idea, especially if you're overweight, if you're taking any kind of medication, you have any kind of ailment, blood pressure, heart, diabetes, you want to start out by talking to your doctor first. Would you recommend that?
Yeah, I would. And here's the thing though, too, find a doctor that will work with you. People seem to forget you could fire your doctor.
Yeah, absolutely. It was interesting because, you know, I'm trying to work and get off blood pressure, talk to my doctor. And he goes, why do you want to do that? He goes, you're going to be on this medication for the rest of your life. Most people are. And I said, no, not me. And got a new doctor. And so it's very important.
Good for you. Really good
for
you.
I just said, wait a minute. You know, I've talked to too many people like yourself, your book. And he was just, you know, the old school, you take a pill and you take it the rest of your life. So as we conclude here, if you were to boil it down to three key points somebody reading your book would come away with, what would that be?
I want to encourage people that your body has been gifted by God with a remarkable ability to be healthy, to be strong, and to heal. It's really our job to feed it and to do what's right. And the body, regardless of what's happened in the past, regardless of the damage, of the disease, of the drugs, of the abuse, like myself, I victimized myself with drug abuse and alcohol abuse, all that can be restored. That is first, is just having the faith and the belief, and then knowing that you could do it, and that you do have the self-control to make right decisions. And not only can you do it, but you're worth it. And that's one thing, Jim, that really shocks me is people will spend $100 on organic dog food, but they'll go into McDonald's to feed themselves. And the same thing with kids. You know, parents will lie down in front of traffic, give their kids the best of the best, but sacrifice themselves. You're worth it. And you have a beautiful, wonderful life ahead of you. And your body is going to be the vehicle to take you through. And so the other aspect of it is this isn't easy. It's not a quick fix. This isn't a take a pill once a day, snap your finger, and you're going to look like Twiggy the next day. It's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a wonderful lifestyle journey that once you firmly find your groove, get into your own flow, you'll never want to go back. But it does take a little bit of work. And for most people that are sick right now, a little bit overweight or maybe grossly overweight, you got to remember, it took you a lot of time to get in here. This didn't happen overnight. Even cancer is a lifestyle, a disease. So it takes you a little while to get out of it too. So be patient with yourself. And in that time, we talk about a health journal. That's so important. You really want to document your successes and your struggles because, you know, it's funny. You'll forget. Give you a couple years of feeling really good, you'll forget what it feels like. Feeling sad, depressed, maybe overweight, bloated, down, you know, and you'll forget what it's like being in pain. And but having a journal to remind you, because if something were to happen again that gets, you know, that causes those symptoms to come back, you'll know what to do. It's like you're creating your own healthy living profile like your doctor has, but in a very proactive way to give you the tools that you need to move forward. So you have all the tools at your fingertips, folks.
You know, and it's amazing, and I would end with this, is if you go to a plant-based diet and go to the, what I call the outer levels of a supermarket, not the inner aisles where all the processed food, if it comes in a box, a can, or a package, you'll actually save money. People that are on plant-based diet, it's less money than going to the meat counter, buying a big steak, buying a pork chops, or things like that. So not only can you be healthier, but it's less expensive. Doctor, I want to thank you for joining us on the program. The name of the book is called Essential Oils Diet. Lose weight, transform your health with the power of essential oils and bioactive foods by Eric and Sabrina Zielinski. Doctor, thanks so much for joining us on the program. Great, great book, by the way.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Take care.
The Financial Sense NewsHour is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be considered as a solicitation or offer to purchase or sell any securities. The investments, investment strategies, and investment philosophies discussed or presented on the NewsHour each involve their own unique risk factors, which are not discussed on the show. Responses to listener inquiries are based on the personal opinions of the Financial Sense staff and do not take into account listener suitability, objectives, or risk tolerance. Financial Sense NewsHour and its parent company shall not be liable for any financial losses that result from investing in any companies mentioned in Financial Sense or arising out of the use of any material on the NewsHour. Please be advised that you invest at your own risk.